Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and a big, 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 huge arms out welcome to all of you people that have been listening for a long time and also to my new listeners. Very briefly, I just want to share with new listeners who I am and what is my purpose, my destiny on this planet. I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. Yes, that's right. You heard me, a happiness specialist. And what that means is that I am living consciously and aware in each moment that every choice I make, that every behavior that I exhibit, that everything that I say, my perspective, all of it, in every moment, I'm either choosing to be happy or the opposite. And when I say happy, that word happy is, you know, there's so many definitions and so many meanings, and a lot of people have just a different feel. So I'm going to switch it up and use the word contentment, a contentment specialist, a person who number one goal in every moment for the rest of my life till I breathe my last breath is to be content. And I cannot control what happens to me. I can't control what happens. I can't control what doesn't happen. I can't control any of it. But I can control my reaction to what's happening. I can control my personal vibration. I can control my words. I can control my behavior. And I can't really control the thoughts that much. The thoughts are going to be out there. And what I can control is how much power I give my thoughts. So all of this adds up to being responsible, totally responsible. That person is in the mirror, has all the answers, has all the solutions. And that person in the mirror is responsible 24/7 for how you feel in any moment. Again, if you're not feeling good, you can change your perspective, right? I'm going to go to the queue. I have a lot of callers. I have a few topics today. I wanted to talk about problems and what. Listen, I'm using air quotes if you can see me. Problems, and what the truth is there's no such thing as a problem. What it is it's just an experience. Problems, no. Problems are illusions because problems have a negative connotation, a negative twist to it, a negative feel to it, and there is no such thing as a problem. But there is an experience without judgments and without labels. And so when I began to really focus on having that perspective that, okay, whatever is going on is just an experience without labeling it right or wrong, good or bad, you start feeling a lot lighter. You feel happier. You feel more content. You feel more at peace. And that's a relatively new one for me to really trust it and give up and surrender to all of it and just relax with everything that's happening is going to happen. I like to say I can't speed it up. I can't slow it down. I can't make it happen. I can't stop it from happening without the universal's approval. Everything that's happening is happening for a great, great reason. I'm going to go to my first caller, and let me see where is the... They have a new control panel today, and, you know, I'm all thumbs. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Area code 850. Area code 850. Hello, you are on live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Welcome.
Hi, thank you. My name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Hi, yay. Yeah, well, I'm so glad that you called today. And give me a little bit about yourself. Tell me a little bit about yourself and challenges that you're having.
I'm having some financial challenges, and I applied for some part-time jobs, so I was wondering if you could give me some enlightenment on that.
Okay, so you want to know if you are going to get the part-time job that you applied to.
Yes.
Okay, and my answer is always to future questions. I don't know if you've listened to the show before, but my answer is, I don't know, but I'll tell you what I do know. I know that everything in your life that's happening, even if it's challenging, even if it's financial or health, is happening for a reason to take you to another level of awareness, of consciousness, of enlightenment, just take you to another level. I have a question for you. If you look back on your life and certain things happen that maybe you weren't too keen about, too happy about, but in the end, after they passed, after that initial tornado and that initial not really liking where you were, after it passed, could you find good in any of that?
Sometimes.
No?
Sometimes.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It always comes back to you. And when you say sometimes you can find the good, is this just means that you have to start practicing finding good all the time. So whether you get the job or not, it's all good. And whether you, in other words, the future has to be, look at the future as just being, it's a big thing of uncertainty. It's a big uncertainty. You never know what's going to happen. And one of the things is to be happy or to be happier or be more content on this journey, because things are going to happen, is to be content with uncertainty. Be okay with not knowing. Be at peace with not knowing what's going to happen, whether you get the job or not get the job. But also know and trust that wherever you find yourself, you are supposed to be there. Wherever you find yourself is where you're supposed to be. And the universe, and for me, the universe just told me a long time ago. So that means you have to be okay with wherever we put you or wherever you land. You have to be okay with it. So I know I have to be okay, so I have to practice that behavior. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Good. I'm glad, and thanks for calling. I really appreciate it, and I could feel there was a little shift. Recognizing the truth is that it's never about what's happening to us. It's never about that. It's what it's really about is what's going on the inside. What it's really about is this knowing that we are spirit, that we are energy, that we are the universe. We're having a human experience. That's all it is. And so the things that happen to us, quite frankly, are supposed to. And number two, they're not that serious. It's just an experience. It's just an experience, people. Now, Do I have this 100%? Listen, I would say not 100%, but I know the truth, and I know that when something is happening to me and my eyes tell me, this sucks, and my feelings tell me, wow, what is this about? Why do I have to experience this? I wouldn't have chosen this. And that's the bottom line. I wouldn't have chosen it, but the universe chooses all direction, chooses the journey. And we sign off on it, quite frankly, before we get here. So here we are on this journey. We can either accept and flow, or we can resist and struggle and suffer. Isn't it empowering that we have that choice? And being conscious enough to know that you have the choice, to be conscious that you know that you have the choice. Ooh, great call. What a great call. Thank you so much for sharing. Next caller, let's see. It's a long number. You might be calling from overseas. Hello, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hello? The numbers are, let's see, 447799. Hello, you're live. Hello. Going once. Going twice. Okay, let me just click this button off. Click, and I'll go back. I'll go back to that caller in a minute. Maybe there was technical. Let me just see. Hello, you're on live Reality Spirituality. Hello, 447799. Okay. All right. Well, that's that. So the callers that are in the queue, you can either press the number one, and then you will be connected to the studio and you'll be able to speak to me live. Now, the topic of today's show is problems and how all problems have one thing in common. Let's just say that. All problems have one thing in common. Hold on a second. Dry throat. Okay. And what is that one thing in common? That every single problem, whether it's a health problem, whether it's a finance problem, whether it's a relationship problem, all problems have one thing in common. And that is that they're all illusions. They're not real. There's no such thing. Okay, you ready for this? There's no such thing as a problem. Oh, really, Rebecca? There's no such thing as a problem? What the heck are you talking about? Of course there's problems. I've had problems all my life. What are you talking about? This is blasphemy. Well, let me explain. As I said earlier with my first caller, what we are all experiencing is just that, the experience. And let me share a story. And this is a real story that just happened last week. So I love sharing real stories, especially real current stories. Okay, hold on just a second, audience. A couple more callers. Hello, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hello? Okay, I'm going to stick to my story. Here we go. We're going to tell the story. I'm going to tell the story. So this is a true story. I am not a techie person. I'm just not that savvy with websites. I can definitely post on Facebook. I can post a tweet. I don't have Instagram yet. And now I hear that the new thing is this, what is it called? It's called Hotspot, whatever it's called. I don't have Snapshot. I don't have that. So I'm very, very challenged by computer, changing things on my website. I have had somebody helping me, just part-time, assisting me with websites and all the quote-unquote technology aspect of the reality spirituality radio business behind the scenes. Oh, it's a huge company. It's a huge company. Millions of workers. Yeah. Okay, anyway, back to the story. And I just happened to look at my website, and I usually don't look at it. That's a red flag right there. I usually don't look at my website. I don't look at it and see if it's current and see if everything is up to date. I just don't do it. Number one, why? Because I have somebody to do that for me. And I just, because that isn't my thing, someone does it for me. Well, the person that was working with me, we're not working together anymore. And I put it off. Weeks went by before I said, well, let me take a look at my website and see if it's up to date, if it's current, if there's anything I need to change or alter. Audience, I went to my website, which is www.RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. I went on my website a few days ago, and guess what? My website has numbers that are the year is 2014. All of the references on my website are from 2014. Now, it's not 2014. It's 2015, and in fact, the half of the year is already gone. Half of the year is already gone. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, my website, RebeccaNorrington.com, has 2014 on it all throughout. Where I was speaking last year, where I traveled to, copyright, 2014. And when I saw that, like I said, 2 or 3 days ago, my head just dropped down and I said, really, universe, here I am trying to be current, trying to keep up with social media, trying to, listen, if you are out there in the world, you have to keep up with the social media. You have to post, you have to stay current. I can't have stuff on my website from 2014, can I? And be labeled relevant. And I saw that, and I almost, it was just like somebody hit me in the head with a hammer. why me? Why my website? And I have to say, my dear audience, that for a very few minutes, I would say 10, 15 minutes, it might have been a little bit longer, might have been a little bit less. But what happened was all the thoughts ran through my head. Anybody that sees your website is going to think that you are, listen. The people that are on top of their websites or on top of their business, on top of their brand, doesn't have a website that says 2014. That's just a fact. So that was a thought. And anybody that sees me that might see me and, oh no, we're not interested in her, hiring her for a speaker position or workshop. She's got a website that's outdated. Maybe her topic is outdated. Maybe she's irrelevant or not relevant. Oh, my gosh, all of those thoughts. Now, during those moments where I was having the thoughts about this, there is something wrong here, this is a problem, I can't believe this is happening, all of those thoughts, every single one of them, I bought into for a little bit. I definitely was bothered. My world was shaken. I was tested. And then I contacted the woman that created my website. And then I'm realizing, because I was on a couple of radio shows last week, and one show was so popular, it was heard in over 130 countries with over 100 listeners that were live and more that will listen later on the archive. And I received no emails from anybody because on the show, when I was the guest on the show, I offered a 30-minute free session. In fact, if you click on my website and you click on that 30-minute free session, it, quote, should go to an email and notifies me. Well, that button on my website where you say click on for a 30-minute session, yes, it was working. And yes, I did get all of the emails over the last almost year, but I couldn't access them. I could see them. I could see that I had inbox thousands and thousands of emails, but I couldn't get to them. So now I'm looking and I'm seeing that I have actually 2,300 emails, and I didn't know how to recover them. So I had to call my website creator. She had me on the phone. We back and forth found out that my email address hadn't been created. It was a long technical explanation that, trust me, it went in one ear and out the other. I had no idea what the heck she was talking about. And then I had 2,300 emails to answer. And a lot of them were that consultation. Now it's been maybe 2 weeks or a week and a half at least where I didn't respond back. Now people that respond to me and request something from me and I don't respond back, that's flaky behavior. And all these thoughts are going through my head, and oh my goodness, this is not my image. What is it? This is my presentation. This is how I'm presenting myself, and I don't respond, and I'm not timely. And then finally, I got to the point, and I said, you know what? All this is a test. A test for me to determine whether or not I take this seriously and I label this as a problem. Yes, my website is last year, and so what? Is that really that powerful that I want to focus on it and I want it to affect how I feel in this moment? I feel bothered and annoyed by that, or just whatever. And for the last 2 days, I am just hooked on this whatever. If I was supposed to get those emails in a timely fashion, I would have gotten those emails in a timely fashion. If I was supposed to answer those emails at the moment when they came in, months and months, I have emails from last year that I need to get back to. If I was supposed to answer those emails last year, 2014, guess what? I would have answered them. I would have seen them. And that's how I am choosing to live my life. And this mindset, and this perspective, and this way of living will guarantee that there will never be a problem in your life again. Never. It's impossible. It is impossible to have a problem when all problems are illusions and all problems in reality are just experiences. Now, hold on a second. Uh-oh. Back in the tech room. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, so Reality Spirituality. And thank you so much for all my callers. I'm going to wrap the show up because I don't have any more callers that want to speak to me. And I think that my point, no, I don't think, my point was made about the problems and the fact that all problems are illusions. There is no such thing as a problem. Thanks for letting me know after all these years, Universe. I do appreciate the timely information. So Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday. And you can email me now, and I will respond. Free 30-minute sessions. Just click on that button on my website, RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to Reality Spirituality and like Reality Spirituality on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. And until tomorrow, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always evolving. You're always growing. Love is kind and love is patient. Be kind and be patient to yourself. Be your own best friend. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Talk to you again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Yay.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh.